بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? MashaAllah. Inshallah, tonight I have a wonderful bedtime Quran story. A heartwarming story to read and share. Are you ready, boys and girls? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Pledge of Aqaba. Some distance from Mecca, there was a city called Yathrib. It is now called Medina. The people of Yathrib heard about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam living in Mecca. They wanted to know more about Islam. One day some of them came to attend a fair in Mecca. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was there also. They met him at a place called Al-Aqaba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them to sit down. He told them, "There is only one God. His name is Allah. He is the Lord of the worlds. He chose me to give His message to the people. Those who listen to Allah's message will go to paradise." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited to them from the Quran. The people from Yathrib, Medina, listened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they became Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called them the helpers, the Ansar. The Ansar. When the helpers returned home, they told other people about Islam. In the following year, there was again a fair at Al-Aqaba. 12 helpers came for the fair. They met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave him their pledge. They promised to believe in the one and only Allah. When the helpers were going back, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, "I will send a man with you. His name is Mus'ab. He will read the Quran to you and he will tell you about Islam." Mus'ab went to Yathrib, Medina. He lived in the house of one of the helpers. They called him the reader. The next year, the helpers, or the Ansar, came to the fair with other pilgrims of their tribe. They performed the Hajj pilgrimage. At night, they went to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They met him at Al-Aqaba. Altogether, they numbered 73 men and 2 women. They were from the tribes of the Khazraj and the Aus. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with his uncle Al-Abbas. Al-Abbas said, "People of Khazraj, I protect Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Quraysh. Be sure to protect him as you would protect your own women and children." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the Quran. Then he said, Believe in Allah and believe in the message he gave me. Accept Islam, offer allegiance to me, and protect me as you would protect your women and children." The men took the Prophet's hand and they said, "By Allah who sent you with the truth, by Allah who sent you with the truth, we will protect you. We will protect you as we protect our women. We pledge our allegiance to you." Thus the helpers, the Ansar of Medina, the helpers of Yathrib, pledged themselves to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was called the second pledge of Al-Aqaba. Later on, Muslims had to leave Mecca. The helpers welcomed them to their city. Yathrib later came to be known as Medina, Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah take us there, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, what a wonderful story we had tonight. May Allah take us all to the city of the Prophet, Madinatul Munawwara, inshallah. The importance of durood, the importance of durood and sunnah. I love my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you really love Allah Most High, then follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Loving the Prophet is to obey him, follow his beautiful example, and acting upon his sunnah. Importance of durood. He who sends salutations, durood, upon me once, Allah Most High sends blessings upon him tenfold. 10 of his sins are erased, and he is raised 10 ranks in status. Recite frequently, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The number of times we send blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will help determine the level of love we have for him, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, we have finished the bedtime story tonight. What's the two things we must do every night? Do you remember? Yes. Very good, mashallah. We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Let's pray it loudly. Allahumma Bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done, mashallah. And remember to pray the kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, with your mummies and daddies, and give them a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again, inshallah, on Thursday and Friday. Until then, Assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.